Good morning. It's April 29th, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. The 2024 NFL Draft, held in downtown Detroit, not only shattered attendance records with a staggering 700,000 fans, but also left a significant mark on the city's economy. In a historic moment for collegiate football, the University of Michigan's football team set a new benchmark, with 13 of its players being drafted, spotlighting the immense talent coming out of Ann Arbor. Among the highlights was the selection of J.J. McCarthy, who made the top 10 picks, underscoring the high regard NFL teams have for Michigan's players. The offensive line from Michigan, particularly noted for its strength, saw three of its members drafted, including center Drake Nugent, who was swiftly snapped up by the San Francisco 49ers. The draft was a showcase of Michigan's broad talent, with players like Chris Jenkins heading to Cincinnati, DJ Turner and Dax Hill also joining Cincinnati, Mikey Sainristil picked by Washington, Blake Corum to Los Angeles, Roman Wilson to Pittsburgh, and Zach Zinter to Cleveland. Each of these players now stands on the brink of making significant contributions to their new NFL teams. This drafting spree has sparked conversations around the league, particularly about how these fresh talents might influence the dynamics within veteran-laden teams like the Carolina Panthers and the New England Patriots. Furthermore, the selection of quarterback Caleb Williams from USC by Chicago as the first overall pick added an extra layer of excitement to the draft. With Michigan setting a program record with 13 draft picks, the 2024 NFL Draft has not only made history in terms of attendance, but has also significantly impacted the landscape of professional and collegiate football. Tornadoes have once again reminded us of nature's fury, with recent severe storms unleashing havoc in Oklahoma and Iowa, leading to tragic fatalities and extensive damage. Among the victims in Oklahoma was a four-month-old baby, a stark reminder of the human cost of these natural disasters. Sulphur, a town in Oklahoma, bore the brunt of the storm's wrath, prompting Governor Kevin Stitt to declare a state of emergency and pledge his support to the affected communities. He is actively visiting the impacted areas to assess the damage and coordinate relief efforts. In response to the disaster, relief organizations have swiftly set up reunification centers and shelters for those displaced, while approximately 24,000 customers are grappling with power outages. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has sounded the alarm with severe weather warnings for several states, indicating the potential for ongoing risks. The scope of the emergency has widened, with a state of emergency declared for 12 counties in Oklahoma. This severe weather has not only left thousands without electricity in Oklahoma and Texas, but has also prompted governors in both Oklahoma and Nebraska to seek federal assistance. This comes as the National Weather Service issued a tornado warning for several counties in Texas, underscoring the widespread impact of these storms. Recent studies shed light on a troubling trend: shifts in tornado activity that suggest climate change might be influencing the increase in natural disasters across the U.S. Amidst this evolving situation, the Bob Mills Weather Center remains a crucial resource, providing live updates and tracking the severe weather conditions as they develop. In a distressing turn of events, a celebration turned into a scene of chaos as a 16-year-old boy opened fire, wounding 10 people at a private event in Sanford, Florida. This incident not only shocked the local community, but also reignited discussions on the pressing issue of gun violence and youth access to firearms. The altercation began with a verbal exchange and quickly escalated into a physical confrontation, culminating in the teenager drawing a firearm and opening fire on the attendees. Charged with attempted homicide and illegal possession of a firearm, the young perpetrator's actions have brought to the forefront the challenges law enforcement and communities face in curbing juvenile violence and ensuring the safety of their citizens. The venue, Cabana Live, witnessed a security guard's quick action to disarm the shooter, preventing further harm and ensuring that all employees remained safe. Despite the non-life-threatening nature of the injuries sustained by the victims, the incident has left an indelible mark on the community, highlighting the ongoing struggle against gun violence and the ease with which minors can access firearms. The Seminole County Sheriff's Office has taken the lead in the ongoing investigation, aiming to uncover the motives behind the shooting and address the broader implications for public safety and gun control. This incident raises significant concerns about the prevalence of gun violence and the critical need for effective strategies to prevent such tragedies in the future. In a nuanced assessment of a high-profile political saga, U.S. intelligence officials have concluded that while Russian President Vladimir Putin likely did not directly order the death of Alexei Navalny, he bears ultimate responsibility. This complex finding adds layers to the international discourse surrounding the fate of the imprisoned opposition leader. Alexei Navalny, a prominent critic of the Kremlin, met his demise in a remote penal colony under the shadow of a 19-year sentence on charges he and many international observers have called politically motivated. Despite the grave outcome, investigators have yet to uncover direct evidence linking Putin to the timing or the explicit command for Navalny's death. This distinction was echoed by President Biden, who attributed overarching responsibility to Putin without alleging direct involvement. The backdrop to this unfolding drama includes Putin's sweeping re-election for a fifth term, occurring just a month after Navalny's death, amidst Russia's heightened presidential campaign. The timing and location of Navalny's death, in an Arctic prison, have only intensified the intrigue and scrutiny from the U.S. and the global community. Russian officials, on their part, have steadfastly denied any role in both the poisoning and the death of Navalny. As U.S. agencies continue their investigation into the precise circumstances of Navalny's death, the international community watches closely. The case remains a pivotal point of contention, raising significant questions about political freedom, accountability, and the lengths to which leaders might go to silence dissent. In a move that escalates tensions between two global powers, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has openly accused China of attempting to influence the upcoming U.S. elections. This accusation directly contradicts President Xi Jinping's prior commitment not to interfere in the electoral process of the United States. Blinken has brought forth evidence indicating that Chinese actors have gone as far as impersonating Trump supporters online in their efforts to meddle. He made it clear that any form of interference from China in American elections would be deemed completely unacceptable, underscoring the U.S.'s commitment to vigilance in monitoring potential threats to its democratic processes. These allegations introduce new strains into the already complex relationship between the U.S. and China amidst ongoing economic and geopolitical tensions. Blinken emphasized the importance of continuous dialogue between the two nations as they navigate these challenges. He also highlighted the need for reciprocity in media access and warned of potential U.S. actions against Chinese support for Russia's defense industry, further complicating the diplomatic landscape. Despite these tensions, the U.S. remains focused on broader regional stability, continuing its efforts to normalize relations between Israel and Saudi Arabia. Blinken's remarks underscore the expectation for China to adhere to its international commitments, including its promise not to interfere in U.S. elections. This visit marks Blinken's second trip to China in less than a year, signaling an ongoing commitment to maintaining open lines of communication, despite the contentious issues that persist. The U.S. has also signaled its readiness to take action against more than 100 Chinese entities and individuals if their support for Russia in the ongoing conflict continues, highlighting the serious implications of China's actions on its relationship with the United States. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.